Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Sham Tilawi. We're coming to you live, of course, from the Republic Broadcasting Network. The website, you can reach us on the RBN network. It's republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org. You owe it to yourself and to the country to give that website address to all of your friends and everyone on your list to listen to this program and other programs on RBN. And also, Current Issues website is currentissues.tv, www.currentissues.tv. And we hope that we will see you on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. That's every Tuesday we broadcast our TV show. I'm having a discussion with Chris in Chicago about Israel and about how things are covered in Israel. But before I go back to Chris, I want to stress the fact that each one of you has a role to play. We as humans, ladies and gentlemen, every one of us was born with a purpose. Unfortunately, most of us go through this life without realizing their purpose, without knowing why was I born into this world and why was I born at this time in history. But each one of us has a purpose. We must find, or you must find, your purpose in life. It is not too late if you have not figured out your purpose in life. It is not too late. But your purpose is to affect positively the lives of people around you and the lives of people who are not just your immediate family, but affect the lives of people throughout the world. And each one of us can do it. Each one of us can dig deep inside of him and say, I can do this. And once you figure out your purpose, you can succeed in your career, succeed in life. We are here to serve humanity. Each one of us is here to serve humanity. Otherwise, we could be just like animals. And even animals are serving humanity, but humanity is not serving humanity. And I think it's about time that we take actions. Chris, what do you think? I know we were talking about Israel. Well,
you brought up the fact that King Abdullah came forward with a strong, positive peace proposal that Israel could live in complete peace with all its neighbors, be fully recognized by all Arab nations, if only they would establish their borders in the 67 borders and allow the Palestinians their freedom and their independence.
Very good. Let's catch this after the break, Chris. We'll be right back. I think we have a break coming up. I thought I heard the music. Oh, not yet. Okay, I'm sorry. That must have been music in my head. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
Now, my understanding is that when Sharon, Olmert, and Livni, who was a Mossad agent, I believe, broke off and formed the Kadima Party, one of their goals was to keep the Jewish state demographically very Jewish, and they could only accomplish that by giving up certain territories that had large Arab populations in exchange for allowing Israel to have its Jewish nature preserved. But it seems that Kadima is falling apart.
Okay. We'll pick up on that thought when we come back. Now I definitely hear the music, so we will be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Chris, you were bringing up an excellent point about when Sharon split up with the Likud party and started the Kadima party. It was supposed to basically pursue peace, but that's not what we see now. What do you think that's the reason for?
Well, I think... It may have been that Sharon was wiped out, and then it was sabotaged by Olmert, who immediately, once he got into office, set up a plan to attack Lebanon. And ever since they did that, Israel's been falling into greater and greater corruption and confusion, and it's a very unstable and dangerous situation for the whole Middle East. And I think that was sabotage was deliberate by Likud to bring it back over to Likud, just as now we're going to go from Bush back to Clinton, potentially.
Well, I hope not. Let's talk about who the next president is. I wanted to discuss something that was very interesting on the debate a couple of nights ago in California. From all places, the Reagan Museum, and something very interesting that most people, about 80% of people in the United States, they heard of McCain. They heard of Giuliani, who supposedly scored the highest, even though for people who knew Giuliani and knew all these candidates, of course, half of them I never heard of myself, but the ones I've heard of, and the one who scored the most was Giuliani, and that is really scary if what people are going to be voting for is Giuliani, that is a disaster for the country. One thing that was very interesting is Ron Paul of Texas. Only 17% of people said that they have heard of him, even though in my book he probably scored way above the rest in understanding world problems, in understanding domestic problems. And no one else actually scored as high as he did in my book, of course, but I know Ron Paul. But it was a shame that he will not even probably be in the Republican convention or on any party ticket. What do you think is going on here?
I think Rudy Giuliani is the new neocon, if that's not redundant. You don't really see anyone strongly identifying themselves with the neocons. One thing I noticed in the debate was they all tried to wrap themselves in Reagan, and they kept up bringing up how they identified with Reagan and how wonderful Reagan was, but they would never say Bush. And Ron Paul, I think, represents traditional Americanism. One weakness is I think he's too gentlemanly. He has to be more assertive and a bit more polished in his speaking. And another guy that scares me is Mitt Romney, who seemed very polished and very well rehearsed.
You know, you're right about Ron Paul. I think, you know, his speaking abilities is a little bit on the low side, but I believe his ideas, but it doesn't matter. Even if he was, he's going against the system. He's going against the people on top. And that's not what they want to see. And that's why the media that's supposedly supposed to be bringing these candidates to the people, they're keeping him away. And on the Democratic side, I can't think of one that's going through the same thing, even though he's more charismatic than Ron Paul. And that's Dennis Kucinich of where's Dennis Kucinich from? Ohio.
Ohio, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Dennis Kucinich is a great man, and we have to accept the fact that because of his high moral standards, he's going to interpret some things a little bit differently than we do, but you can't get everything in one man.
Right.
He's very courageous in the stands that he takes, and he needs the support of the people because he's not going to get the support of other politicians who depend upon Zionist media to get elected.
Well, you said it. Zionist media to get elected. How can people know about Dennis Kucinich and know about Ron Paul if these people are not being presented to them? Only 5% of those people who had said that they will vote for their favorite candidate, only 5% said they will vote for Ron Paul. So we know from the even though, you know, I don't believe in polls, but it's an indication or an indicator to what's coming down. And I think it's a shame that we don't have the media that will bring these people. And it's a shame, to tell you the truth, that we done away with the people, if you remember, probably not remember, but it used to be where the president and the vice president were actually elected directly from the people, not on the same ticket. More than one time, we had a Republican president with a Democratic vice president. But I don't remember exactly. I can't recall exactly when this was changed and to having the president and the vice president on the same ticket. But there's nothing I would like to see more than Ron Paul president and Dennis Kucinich vice president.
That would be something. That would get the country back into a positive direction. And
well,
we need it. We need it really badly. This is a key election in the history of the United States. It could,
exactly.
It could determine whether the United States continues or not.
You know, I've always said that, but I'm not. I want it. You know, I don't want to scare people that way. But I don't know if the United States can ever go back to what it was unless we have enough mavericks in the system. To basically, you know, the only way we can go back is if we bring these people to justice, if we have enough people to say enough is enough and bring these people who destroyed the country and destroyed our values and our traditions and bring them to justice. If we can't do that, then this will never happen. And, of course, you know, having both of these men on the same ticket, it will not happen because our system does not allow that anymore. You know, the conventions, the Republican convention and the Democratic conventions, basically that's where that takes place. And, you know, we are voting on a ticket. The president and the vice president go together now. You know, we can't change that unless the an amendment to the Constitution takes place that to have popular elections for the president and the vice president as it used to be before. And at this time, I think that's the only way that will take care of it. But we still have a problem with the media because the media is working in cahoot with the people who control our politicians. They're the same people, so they are going to introduce to the American people the candidate that they think is going to perform their agenda well.
Yes, and there's one way out of that dilemma, and that would be for Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich to form a third-party ticket after the primaries of the Republicans and the Democrats are done. And
I think how are they going to do it, though, Chris? How are they going
There's no way they can do it unless there's a groundswell of popular support.
Are you going to get popular support if the media is not willing and this goes against the media agenda? How is it going to happen when they will not, even if they form third party, a lot of third parties were formed and they went down the drain because they did not, they were not able to get out there to the people. You have to understand, the American people, they are not politically inclined because 30% of them 2 weeks ago, 37% as a matter of fact, failed to name the vice president. 37% of them failed to name the vice president. And only about 40% or so who really listen to news. And if they listen to news, they are getting the wrong news. The most of the country, which are the youth, the young people, they are not even interested in politics. They're not even interested in what is going on in the country. How could a third party without money, and, you know, we are people, it seems like, we don't want to part with our money because, you know, how many people send money to their congressmen? And if they do send money to their congressmen, how much money they send them? $10, $15, $25? A candidate needs millions and millions of dollars to have a chance in being elected, and the people are not paying the money, so he would have to only go to the people with money, and the people with money is the AIPAC, the Jewish lobby, the Israel lobby in the United States. So we are in a dilemma here that it will only be solved by more of a revolution. It does not have to be a violent revolution, but we have to have a social revolution in the country that enough is enough. And people who are listening need, if they can't do anything except pick up the phone and call their friend and say, listen, you need to listen to this radio station. You need to listen to this particular program. We've got to get together. We've got to know what's going on in the country and have enough momentum going on. Otherwise, they will not be able, even if they form a third party, they're not going to be successful because they need money, and people with money have their own agenda.
They need money, and they also need political sophistication. They need to realize how the other people sabotage them. For example, Kucinich got sabotaged even on RBN and other alternative media by the fact that he opposed handguns when that massacre took place. Now, a reasonable person can disagree on that issue, and I'm firmly in favor of the Second Amendment, and I oppose Kucinich on that issue. But you'll have saboteurs who will come in and cut the legs out from Kucinich on his impeachment move based upon that handgun move so that he gets no support anywhere. And people have to be – Americans are very gullible and very naive compared to other nations in the world. You'll see huge demonstrations in other countries in the world, and you don't see them in the United States yet.
You're right. Chris, if you can stay with us stay with us, and we'll be back after the break, and we'll continue with this. Hopefully, we'll change some minds today. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm having an interesting conversation with a friend of the program from Chicago, Chris. Chris, you mentioned Kucinich and his stand on gun control. I really agree with you, and I was extremely surprised of why he would, at this time, knowing that a lot of his supporters are basically the 9/11 truth movement, besides other groups, but a large chunk of his supporters are the 9/11 truth movement, and most of them are basically people who are for the Second Amendment. And I'm definitely one for the Second Amendment, but the question is, why would Denis Kucinich at this time in the game even think of writing a legislation to control guns? Do you think he was forced by somebody? Either you do it or we're not going to send you the $500,000 or something?
I think he's a man of conscience. I think he witnessed another terrible tragedy that America has gone through, a couple of them. And I think that he sincerely believes that one solution to this problem is the solution that he proposed. and I disagree with him. I think that could lead to far, far greater tragedies than anything that happened recently. But I think that's what motivated him. I think he feels a responsibility to the people of America to protect them, and he felt that that was one way that they could be protected.
Well, you know, and I am for, like, if somebody on that campus or in that building had a gun, probably we would not have seen the tragedy as it was unfolded with the amount and the number of people dead. I still question a lot of the particulars on that particular incident of, you know, one thing I would like to know is who trained this man who's supposedly lunatic and crazy, who trained him of to be the a Rambo of some sort? Because for someone to kill 32 people, 33 including himself, and injure the number of people that he was able to injure, that's somebody who is trained. And I'm just not, you know, specifics are not out there to really tell us much about this guy and who trained this guy.
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. He used the Glock 19 9mm, which is not the most lethal round in the world. It's certainly powerful, but he killed an awful lot of people and wounded a lot of people mortally, severely. And I agree with you. It's very suspicious, the circumstances surrounding that.
So if we look at our options for the next presidential election, where do you think? I don't really think it would be a Republican. I think unless something happens, unless the Republicans have something underneath their sleeve there, so to speak, or they can pull it out of a hat by bringing the troops back. But even with bringing the troops back, that's not really the answer to the problem. I'm just wondering. And on the Democratic side, we very much stuck with probably Hillary Clinton. We don't really have how did we get to this point in history where we really don't have a candidate to lead the country?
As you said, it was all about money, money and the media. But there are solutions, and I think one of the biggest threats we face are these Christian Zionists and the Hagee clan that's growing and growing. And we have to confront that threat as a nation. And the media is not exposing these people. And that's very suspicious because traditionally the media was very strongly against evangelical Christians. And if we don't confront that threat, they're going to become the swing vote in all elections and we'll have no future. And I think Ted Pike offers good solutions on how to organize politically, and I think Jim Condit Jr. offers very reasonable solutions on how to organize at the local level politically, and we have to heed these men's advice. Our future depends upon it, and it can become a positive, wonderful country, and we can fulfill our destiny and our promise to humanity and get away from this crazy Zionist attack on humanity and start helping people, and it'll be a benefit to Israel, it'll be a benefit to everyone else. And that's another thing I wanted to ask you about was, what is the situation of the Palestinians? And is any money coming in? And has the EU and Solana and others and King Abdullah made any strides towards getting the Palestinians the funds that are due them?
Well, you see, the problem is there were a lot of promises for Palestinians. And the thing is, unless Israel allows, because you have to have a mechanism to get money into Palestinian banks, and the only way money can get into Palestinian banks is through Israeli banks. And unless Israel has a political solution to the problem, it's a way to control Palestinians so everyone can pledge money to the Palestinians, but if they can't get it there, nothing is going to happen. Chris, I appreciate your call.
Very much, sir.
Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in a couple of seconds, and we will continue with this. We welcome your phone calls. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We welcome your phone calls. The number is 800-313-9443. I would like to shift gears now to speaking about the future, regardless of what happens, regardless if we stay in Iraq for another year, as most people think that we will be leaving in 2008, or if we stay there longer. There's one problem, though. There's a war out there that we cannot win. We thought we will be able to win the military war, but unfortunately, even with a small test like we have seen in Iraq, we were unable to do it. Because there are a lot of enemies, ladies and gentlemen, to the United States. It's not just the Iraqi resistance. You know, the Iraqi resistance need someone's help, and that someone is out there helping. And it's just not one area or one source of help. What we have done in Iraq, we've created a problem to almost everyone in the world. And everyone in the world is going to look after his own interest, not the interest of the United States. And we don't blame them, because every country in the world is going to look after its own interest. Iran is looking after its own interest when it sends weapons and trains the militia and send their own people there in Iraq to kill Americans, and also to disrupt the country and leave the country or keep the country in turmoil and violence. Syria also has an interest in keeping America in Iraq, because if we settle the problem in Iraq, then we're going to turn our Syria, and that's not going to be good for Syria. But as you know, yesterday the Condoleezza Rice, our Secretary of State, met with the Foreign Minister of Syria, and the Syrian government now saying that with Condoleezza Rice meeting with Al-Muallim, who is the Syrian foreign minister, very much is a defeat for United States policies. That's what Syria is saying. They're saying that Condoleezza Rice meeting with Syrian foreign minister is a defeat for United States policy. It's a proof that the United States policy has failed in the Middle East. Of course, we can talk about China, Russia, the Europeans, who I really think these forces together had drawn the United States, because they did not put a lot of resistance. They could have put a lot of resistance, but they wanted to very much let the United States go to Iraq, let the United States, they knew, everybody in the world knew, ladies and gentlemen, what will happen if the United States attacked Iraq. The removal of Saddam Hussein. Everybody knew, but everyone in the world, countries in the world, and these powers in the world who saw the United States as the biggest supreme superpower in the world, they wanted the United States to be weakened, and it was definitely weakened. Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, very much he's not going to do any work with or dealings with the World Bank. They closed the IMF offices in his country, and he's very much getting independent, because we rule the world through World Bank and through the IMF. And a lot of these countries there, they're going to start developing their own banks, their own World Bank, so to speak, and that way they don't have to be at the mercy of the United States anymore. And a lot of people are doing that. And also, if you look at the value of the dollar since the start of the war, ladies and gentlemen, we have lost one-third of the value of our money. Your purchasing power has lost one-third, because if you notice the prices of things when you go to buy anything, you know, the gas prices, everybody was jumping all over. Of course, there was greed from the oil companies, but it's not all oil companies. There's a lot to do with the value of the dollar. And so that's the war. I said, even though if we come back from Iraq, we are going to be back a weaker, much weaker country than when we went there. And somebody's going to have to answer to that. Somebody is going to have to answer to that. And I hope to see these people who made the decisions to destroy America from within. And I'm talking about the people who are in power right now. I hope to see them one day in a court of justice and prosecuted for their crimes. Let me go to Robert in Utah. Go ahead, Robert.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I've been appreciating the tenure of your conversation. I have a couple thoughts and love to know what you feel on the subject.
Yes, sir.
I think that one of, it's interesting what you were just talking about. I've been watching and just shaking my head. I believe the Vatican is where every country in the world, we bow our knee to the Vatican. I believe that Bush takes his marching orders from the Vatican. Every country around the world takes their marching orders from the Vatican. But I think on purpose, they have been wanting to bleed this country. And so when money has been approved to fund the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, or anywhere else, then they just go ahead and help themselves to print more money, which just diminishes the value of currency that is in circulation. It's been another way of reaching into our pockets and taking. When we say we're going to fund the war in Iraq, they're not going to create any more revenue, not going to create any more gold. They just diminish the value of currency already in circulation. I think, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I think another real problem, major problem, is this government has been spending more money than they have coming in for so long. We began printing our promises to pay, and China has been the major purchaser of our promises to pay. And our promises to pay have not been good enough. So on purpose, China and other countries that have been picking up, purchasing our promises to pay, want collateral. So there are pieces and chunks of this country that have been given up as collateral for our promises to pay. We're talking about bodies of water.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about regions of mountains. Even the Grand Staircase National Monument that Bill Clinton stood in Arizona and looked to Utah to sell off that chunk, that asset. Most of this country does not belong to this country, according to them. Most of this country has been given up as collateral for our promises to pay. And China has been the main holder of this debt. What do you think?
Very good. Thank you for the call, Robert. Robert brings up two excellent points. The Vatican, to tell you the truth, I know for a fact the Vatican has tons and tons of money and tons of gold and money controls. I have not seen direct influence from the Vatican on our politicians. I have not seen direct threat from the Vatican's. Lately, there are a lot of calls have been coming out, or a lot of people have been coming out speaking that the Vatican is the one, it's not the Zionists, it's the Vatican is the one. I really disagree with that. And I'll tell you why I disagree. I disagree because if it was, in fact, the Vatican that is playing with this, number one, we only had one Catholic president in the United States history. And that Catholic president did not even, he was not there long enough to even finish his term. Number two, the Federal Reserve Bank was created by 13 Jewish families. They were not Catholic, they were Jewish, right there on Jekyll Island in Georgia. And they very much had enough power and enough money at that time to have our own Congress back in 1911, I believe, to establish the Federal Reserve Bank Act of 1911, I believe. I might be off on the year, 1 or 2 years or something, but I think it was 1911. And one thing that we need to understand, we are printing money more than – we're printing money out of papers, basically. Every country, before they issue currency – they would have to have something to back it up. Otherwise, every country with a printer and a little bit of ink and some paper, they can issue currencies, and all their people will be living the style of living that we are living here. But back in the 1960s, when the French came over and said, we're going to cash in all our dollars and we want gold, and at that time, the price of the dollar was backed by 1/35th of an ounce of gold, and we had to give them that. And the problem was, okay, if everybody in the world wanted to come and cash in their dollars, we don't have enough gold to back up these dollars. So we said, Nixon said, no more gold will be backing up the dollar. We will be backing up the dollar, our economy. If you want to use our dollar, that's fine. You don't want to, that's your business. And he went to OPEC, the Organization of Oil Producing Countries, and told them that they very much said that it was mainly the Arab countries there, and they said that you are only to sell oil with using the dollar. So black gold became the backup or the backer of the dollar. And it was Arab black gold among, Venezuelan black gold and Nigerian black gold, because these are the countries mainly in the Middle Eastern countries. mainly in the oil business, and we said you are to sell it. And for years and years and years, that's what they were using. So it gave the dollar a huge shot in the arm, and it became the world currency. Some countries right now, for instance, Lebanon, you go to Lebanon, very few people will accept the Lebanese pound, but they will accept the American dollar. You go to other countries in the world, dollar speaks. So it became the country, the currency of the world. But now it's a different story. When we hear that Iran has cashed in all of their dollars, we have Syria cashed in half of their reserves in dollars into euros. Venezuela did the same thing. Cuba did the same thing. A lot of countries are dumping the dollars. The value of the dollar is going to be weakened. And that's what we see now. And in the coming years, when, you know, Robert is right, when the Chinese come over here and they know now that, you know what, it's going to come a day when we are going to be sending these dollars by the shipload to the United States, and they will not be worth anything. And therefore, we are going to have a huge problem. The crash of the 1920s, ladies and gentlemen, is going to look like peanuts compared to the crash that we are of the economy that we are expecting in the years to come. And so as far as the Vatican, I don't know. And if the Vatican was behind all this, why the Zionists are not exposing them? You know, everybody talks about the protocols of the Elders of Zion and saying that it's a blueprint for Zionists to rule the world. When it comes to the protocols, what I say is this. You know, a lot of people say it's not authentic. I don't know if it's authentic. I don't care if it's authentic or not. But reading it and looking at what is happening for the last couple of hundred years or even longer, I can tell you that it is a blueprint for whoever is controlling the world. They're using this. If it's the Zionists, if it's the Jews, if it's the Vatican, they're very much using this particular blueprint. And again, if it was the Vatican, why the Zionist-controlled media is not exposing so they can get off the hook? You know, but they are defending it, saying we did not do it. It's fake. It's a fake document. Well, if, you know, they have the power to expose the Vatican and they're not exposing it. So I don't know. I'm not going to go and say yes or no on that. But from my research, from what I'm seeing, it's more Zionist, and not just Zionist, but also money people, bankers. They don't have to be Jewish. They can be Gentiles, but they are the ones in control. Let's go to Jeff in Vermont. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Hashem, how are you doing tonight?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on the aspect that the Roman Catholics and the Vatican is not behind everything. It's common sense. If they are, they're doing a good job. I mean, come on. I mean, they don't. The mainstream media is not run by Catholics. Like you said, the banking, the Federal Reserve System, everything, you know, the academics. I mean, I could go on and on, but that's not why I called. I haven't heard any. I mean, I like Ron Paul, and Dennis Kucinich is, you know, he's not too bad, and Tom Tancredo. But how come nobody's addressing the Federal Reserve banking system? I know Ron Paul's addressed the IRS. To abolish that, but nobody's really addressing the real root of the problem, and that's our currency, and that definitely needs an overhaul, in my opinion. Pretty serious. It needs a pretty serious look in the next 5 to 10 years. We have to do something about this.
Well, you know, you bring in a good point, Jeff. It is being overhauled. The people who brought the money from Europe and started the Federal Reserve Bank with mainly European money, now the power, the balance of powers is tipping over to the other side of the ocean, and they are overhauling that system with something called the euro. The euro will definitely be replacing the dollar, and the dollar is just going to become, I'm not talking about in the next 5 years, I'm talking about in the next 10, 15 years, and 10, 15 years is not a long time. You will see that they are overhauling the dollar, so to speak, because they own the dollar. So they call it the dollar here in the United States. Now they moved over, and that's where the balance of power have shifted, and they will call it a euro.
You're right. But look at what we did with the Marshall Plan and in the 19 after World War II, and I mean, the dollar, you're right, the dollar did rule the world as a one currency. And so you're saying that they just want to switch the euro to that and try to get rid of all currency through the
you
world
know,
and just have one currency?
Money in the world is controlled by very few families.
I understand
there,
that.
There are 350 families, well-known families, that very much control the world. 100 of these families control the majority of money in the world. And they very much, they're the ones who made the dollar to be the dollar. They're the ones who allowed the dollars through the Federal Reserve Bank. These people very much printed money, and they used the United States, the United States, the resources of the United States, it was vast at that time. Even though we were not a strong country, even though, we were not a strong country until after World War II, by the way. You know, if you remember, all these highways and everything else happened after that. I'll tell you what, I hear the music now, so we will be back. But I appreciate the question, Jeff.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a couple of seconds. We have John in New York. We'll go to him when we come back from the break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com. Or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we don't have much time left, so I'm going to go directly to John in New York. But I can tell you one thing, though. We have been getting a lot of phone calls and a lot of good people speaking. I'm very glad that our audience is as knowledgeable as all these people who have been calling. So I appreciate all the calls we got today. Just please tell all your friends about the show. We come to you live every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And tune into our TV show on www.currentissues.tv. John, go ahead.
A couple quick points. Number one is, as you watch President Bush take the Illuminati hand in his chest, it's a hand signal. The president of Iran did the same thing as kissing three times on the cheeks is an Illuminati signal. All of our leaders all around the world have been in placement, even in the United States. They're all puppets. And so this is all one huge show. It's like, did Russia really go bankrupt? And then all of a sudden Russia's buying all the mineral rights of the United States. It's all a big play game for the big boys that control everything, and they pull the strings in whichever way they want to. They're getting ready right now to where they're through genetically modified foods, aspartame, through chemtrails, through bacterial warfare, through starvation. They're getting ready to put us all down, and they're looking for ways to get us to fight each other so that we'll kill each other and solve their problem of getting rid of us. We'll help bury each other, and we'll help solve some of those problems that they have. And because they just don't want us here, and they want to, there's some other issues coming at us, and they're getting ready for them. But one of them is get rid of most of us, and that means put the world to war.
Appreciate the call, John.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We only have like a couple of minutes left. I can tell you one thing. I don't know if they control everyone in the world. I don't know if they control Iran or not. But I can tell you one thing about Ahmadinejad kissing on the cheek three times. In the Middle East, that is a normal thing. It's tradition. It's culture. Whenever you see your friends, and also whenever you see dignitaries or state visitors. It is done. If you go to the streets of the Middle East, you will see men kissing men all over the all day, three times on the cheek. It's more of a cultural thing than anything else. I would not read too much into the Illuminati because I have done it probably thousands or of times in my life when I meet friends, especially friends that I have not seen for a while. It is customary to kiss them. If you don't kiss them on the cheek, then there's a problem. You probably upset with them or something. And if somebody's visiting you, a dignitary or something, and if you do not do it, then you're not giving them enough respect. I don't know. Now, the hand on the chest, I have seen a lot of gestures in, there's a lot of them in Text Mark's book. Some of it I agree with. Some of it, it's like, oh, you went a little bit too far, Text, as far as the Illuminati's signals, because some of these signals can be taken as it could be an Illuminati signal, but I can tell you the kissing on the cheeks and the hand on the chest is more of a habits in Middle Eastern and I'm sure other cultures. But I'm not saying John is wrong, though. But but the kissing on the cheeks, it's culture, it's traditions, it's customary. Well, it looks like we're out of time. Even though after the show was really getting great and good and a lot of people calling, but we will see you next week, next Saturday. Now go do the right thing. Good night and goodbye. It's true.